Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show with me, your humble host, Brilliant Ideas in San Diego, California. And we've got my trusty Sidewinder out there in Florida, Crispy Dork. Good morning, Crispy. What are you doing this morning over there in Florida?
Good morning. I'm waking up to another beautiful Saturday here in lovely Orlando, Florida. Yes, awesome.
Bring the sunshine to the airwaves, you and me from coast to coast. We are just doing it again this week. And you got any big plans out there in Florida? I ask you this every week, and every time you say no. But you got any grilling plans this week?
I may go sit at a coffee shop and plan world domination this Saturday because it is a little chilly. It's a world domination planning kind of day, I think.
One day you're going to dominate the world. I can just feel it. Hey,
yes,
did you hear what I did this past week on the grill? I actually had a threesome this past week. I cooked some chicken thigh, some pork chops, and a beef roast, and it's about as close as I'll come to a threesome anyway, but it all turned out real well. And
every time you tell me you cook on the grill, it's like I get hungry. I want to go fire up the grill, put everything on hold, and come back. And I'm always, all the stuff you post is so mouthwateringly deliciously sounds delicious, something like
well,
that.
Well, it's nothing like pulling out the grill, dropping in the charcoal, firing it up, those cubes, and cooking up a big hunk of dead animal. I mean, there's nothing like that to get your afternoons going. And you know what? I was just kind of thinking grilling is kind of like making love in the bedroom.
It's supposed to be delicate and smooth and
gentle.
Think
about it, though. You got to line things up. And then
correct.
you got to make sure all the coals are in the right place.
Exactly.
And then you got to take your time, kindle the fire.
Yes. And you must be prepared, if you know what I mean. Winky.
Yes, you must be prepared. You got to wait for the coals to get red hot. Think about it.
Right. Exactly.
And then the key thing about it is you got to cook things on low heat and slow burn.
Right. Build up the suspense into a mind-blowing something. Insert word here. I can't think of anything. I'm so excited right now.
Yeah, well, me too. And then think about it. What you do is you kind of slow things down, wait till things get nice and hot, and then everything gets all cooked up to perfection. Oh, yeah, then you can't forget to add the special sauce.
Correct. The special quote-unquote sauce. Marinate it,
that's right. And then if it all comes out, it's all nice and juicy. And if you really do it good, you'll have them coming back for more.
Mmm, juicy.
The only problem I haven't figured out is in the bedroom, how in the heck you use the meat thermometer. I haven't figured that part out yet.
That might be a whole different show with the meat thermometer. That might be for a midnight naughty, naughty show.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have to work on that for our midnight show, which, by the way, folks, we're talking about doing a late night, Friday night show. That's in the works. We may be doing a midnight show where we can get more naughty than normal. We have to calm things down on a Saturday morning because the kids are watching cartoons, and we got to be careful what we do here. But we're working on it. And the other thing I was thinking about, too, is that when it comes to lovemaking and women, they're not like gas grills either. You can't just go over and turn on a single button and get things all hot. Poof, you got yourself a nice hot blue flame.
Well, that depends. If you write down OBT, I'm sure with the right amount of money, you can get the action rather quickly going on the grill, if you know what I mean.
And, the other thing is that the key thing is you got to just have a long spatula. That helps out, too.
Yes, a long, long spatula. Oh, my. Where's the show gone? It's only 11:36 Florida time, 8:36 California time.
Well, anyway, now that we got the listening crowd in the mood, and I'm not sure what mood they're in, but it's kind of like that song, Baby, Want to Light My Fire? I think we've probably lit the fire up and probably should move things along. I have a way of kind of going the wrong direction each morning.
I think we all do. We all do.
So anyway, we've got a special guest today.
Yes, we do.
I mean, we are honored to have this guest. As a matter of fact, I can't believe that she's going to be on the Bad Boys of the Foodie Airwave show.
I know, right? Like, I'm sweating. Like, it's crazy. It's like I just saw in fact, I'm sweating just like I had one of your jalapeno cheddar burgers. That's how sweaty I'm right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little crazy for a little show like ours to have such royalty come on her show. She's recently been on the Today Show, Martha Stewart, also some major other media outlets. And Christy, she's actually going to be on our show, and it's unbelievable. And I guess we've moved out into the big time. And who'd ever thunk it? And I even had a publicist who asked me the other day. She said, "What kind of listening audience do you have?" And I said, "Well, each week we have anywhere between 5 and 6 million listeners." And she was kind of floored. She was kind of floored that she says, "You got to be kidding me! You guys have that many listeners?" I said, "Yep, somewhere between 5 and 6 million, but it's usually closer to 5."
Yes, 5 million, not 6 million, 5 million.
Well, the number 5. I mean, so anyway,
I mean, we are the Bad Boys. I mean, look how devilishly handsome we are. I mean,
we are
the Bad Boys of the Foodie Nation.
Yes. Yeah, like the guy told me in the very beginning, we both have faces for radio, so
yes.
What are you going to do?
Yes, we do.
So anyway, back to our guest. We get sidetracked here. We have with us a very special guest, Sabra Ricci. And Sabra, are you on the phone here with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, boys.
Good morning,
Sabra.
Thank you for
coming
on our show.
My voice is a little hoarse from talking so much last night, so you'll have to bear with me.
You should grab yourself some vodka like we do, and that'll clear that frog right up.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
And hey, and being on the show with us, you might want to think about it, because I think the only way you can get through it is maybe have a little something in your coffee.
Yes, you might want to line up a couple of shots as well.
The only problem is I don't know how I'll get through the rest of my day, but it sounds wonderful about this time.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on and coming on our show, and I do want to tell the people that are listening that Sabra is a star-studded chef. She's been a chef for many famous people out there, and stars a lot of people know, like Jenny McCarthy. And by the way, the first time I saw Jenny McCarthy, Crispy, I'll just say it was a real page-turner.
Yes. 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 I used to have a crush on her, too. I was like, oh, my, Jenny. Hey, Jenny. Come here, little Jenny.
But I guess, Sabre, what you've actually, you've been a personal chef for Jenny McCarthy for quite a while now. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been working with Jenny on and off for over 6 years now. And she's just as great as she is beautiful. She's absolutely one of the most delightful clients I've ever worked for. And I just can't say enough about Jenny. She is fun and she loves good food, and she is just, she's I don't even know what more to say about Jenny. She's amazing. Amazing, and the fact that she's, you know, she did my foreword for my book, and she was willing to do the Today Show with me, too, so she's pretty high up there in my book.
Well, that's great, and speaking of your book,
yes.
If everybody looked, yeah, that's what we're here to talk about, your new book that you wrote called Lobster for Leos, Cookies for Capricorns, and the basis of the book. It's based on astrology, the zodiac signs, and what people should eat based on their zodiac sign and astrology. And you might want to tell us a little bit about your book and the background on why you wrote the book and how that all came about.
Well, I've been studying astrology since I was a teenager, and it's something that I find fascinating and accurate, very accurate, especially when you get a whole chart involved. Of course, this book is only involves the sun sign. However, each part of the each sign holds a different part of the body, and so what I've done is I've created eight recipes to support the health of each one of those systems. Like, you're an Aries, right, Frank?
Correct. Yeah, I'm an Aries.
Yeah, Aries rules the brain. So I have eight foods that support a healthy brain function. But don't get me wrong. This is not a diet book, and I'm not preaching what you should eat. This is all in fun. And I know yesterday you made a comment about you hoped that there was grilled food, and absolutely one of the grilled foods that I have, the recipes that I have for you is a Kona coffee rub flank steak with cilantro lime vinaigrette. So these aren't, you know, this isn't like a health food book. I mean, it's meant in fun and entertainment. It also talks about how you could be a great Aries host, or how to host an Aries, or if you were putting on a dinner for Christy. He's a Scorpio.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hey, Christy, yeah. What's your sign? What's your sign? It's not like a pickup line from the 70s.
yeah, I'm a Scorpio. I was thinking of maybe, I know Leo, lobsters for Leo, cookies for Capricorn, but I'm hoping it's not sausage for Scorpio, because that would be a little weird.
Christy, I'm a Scorpio, too, and Scorpio foods are to boost the libido. So, we've got some good foods for you, some like to the tune of Malpec oysters with a ginger mignonette, a caviar party for two, which is a classic caviar setup with champagne. So
that sounds
you
fancy.
Get what I'm saying? This isn't about health. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I have eight foods for you that are all aphrodisiacs that help boost the libido. I hope this is appropriate for morning radio show.
This radio show, anything's appropriate. I think it's kind of funny. Have you noticed, Crispy? My food is for the brain, so that'll tell you something. And yours is
right.
For the libido. So we got problems on both ends.
Yeah, I know, right? We need to find a common middle somewhere. Oh, my. I got all the fancy schmancy foods. Yum, yum, yum.
Well, Saber, I was just sitting here thinking. So, I guess Pisces, they wouldn't eat fish, would they?
Pisces, yeah. I mean, well, Pisces actually rules the immune system, and it is also the ruler of the 12th house, which is your subconscious and what's hidden. You know, these folks are the dreamers of the zodiac, and they're also very sensitive, probably the psychics of the zodiac as well. But some of the recipes that I have for Pisces are, you know, actually herb-crusted lamb, crab cakes with julienne mango and red pepper aioli. Those are just a couple of them. These foods all help boost, you know, some of the foods for Pisces are chipotle peppers, corn, crab, cumin, Greek yogurt, lamb, maple syrup. Maple syrup's, you know, high in vitamin and zinc and manganese, and really help boost the immune system. But, you know, again, you know, that is incorporated into a buttermilk cupcake with the maple buttercream with bacon. So this isn't, you know, particularly, you know, some would say not particularly healthy. So, you know, these healthy foods are incorporated into fun foods.
Okay.
And you don't have to be a Pisces to enjoy a buttermilk cupcake with maple buttercream and bacon. Anybody can have these. If you're, you know, have a sluggish immune system and you want to boost it up, by all means, eat Pisces food. If you want to relax a little bit, eat the Virgo foods for the nervous system. So you get the picture, you know, it's sort of cross. It's a crossover. Anybody can eat any of these recipes is what I'm trying to say.
So if you want to get in the mood, you eat a Scorpio type of recipe, and if you want to get smarter, you eat an Aries type of recipe. But it all crisscrosses based on different things, right? Okay. Let's say that an Aries like me wants to entertain a Scorpio, not Crispy, for God's sake, but I want
no,
to...
Oh, my God, no.
Right, like
that
Jenny McCarthy.
My goatee.
Jenny the Scorpio?
Yeah, she's a Scorpio.
Oh, okay, so let's fantasize here. I'm having the Scorpio over, Jenny, and I'm going to make her a dinner. So what would an Aries... What would be a good dinner for the Aries to make for a Scorpio?
Well, I would definitely start out with a classic caviar setup and champagne, because I know for a fact that caviar is one of Jenny's favorites. And then you might want to grill some asparagus.
Hold on a second, Saber. Add caviar to my list for the grocery store.
Okay, go ahead.
And then maybe I would suggest some grilled asparagus. Asparagus is long time known as an aphrodisiac. In fact, it was served in ancient times to the bride and groom before, you know, at their wedding banquet get them in the mood for the evening. Because, you know, if you're planning a romantic dinner, you don't want to eat too much. And then I definitely include some chocolate in there, maybe even some chocolate-covered strawberries or a chocolate souffle or, you know, whatever, you know, some sort of chocolate, because chocolate really boosts the endorphins. It's actually been known to create the same feelings of being in love. So I would definitely have some chocolate in there.
Well, I have fallen in love with a Hershey bar before, so I can see what you mean.
That sounds like a sexy, sexy, super sexy dinner meal right there. Like, it really does.
Doesn't that sound good? Especially with Jenny McCarthy. Wow.
Yes. Oh, my. I'm sweating. Oh, I must go take a cold shower now.
Now, okay, what I understand is you are also, other than being a chef and writing this book, you actually are a tarot card reader, and which I think is cool. I remember I went a couple of years ago to a tarot card reading, and the lady told me, she says, you are definitely going places. And you know what? She's been right, because every morning I get in my car and I go to the post office and I go to the supermarket. I am always going places. So,
well, I don't really look at tarot cards as predicting the future. I look at them as, you know, sort of, I never ask in a tarot card, whether it's for myself, and, you know, I suggest to other people that, you know, want to do it and ask me to look at their cards. I mean, really, it's about, like, what do I need to know right now? What, you know, what are the lessons? What do I need to know? Not, like, what is going to happen to me? And
right.
And I think it's, I find it kind of ironically accurate, especially when you're coming from that kind of place of intention, just like, what am I supposed to know right now? And I, you know, to each their own. I have over 20 tarot decks, you know, everything from Mother Peace deck to, you know, Native Indian decks, to the classic Rider-Waite deck, and, you know, it's just something I love, and, you know, I'll get a deck, and I'll play with that deck for a couple of years, and then I'll move on to a different deck, but,
right.
Yeah, for insight into your own life, and, you know, things in conjunction with whatever else you do, I think it's a fun tool.
And I actually enjoyed it. I've been to several of them, and I actually enjoyed it. It was surprising what things were said about things that had happened in the past, my personality and direction of the future. And if you listen closely, some of the things that actually kind of eerie and creepy, but it came out to be true. So it was really, I mean, I enjoyed it. So, but back to your book, and that is kind of your background too, with the zodiac and astrology, which is all the star charts and all interrelated. Oh, and by the way, I need to mention something too. I forgot. If anybody wants to call in and talk to Sabri about you know, maybe what your sign is, and want to find out more about her book, and also what kind of foods that you should be eating, the call-in number is 714-242-5272. You're welcome to call in and ask any questions that you would like. But I also want to mention the book itself. If people want to purchase the book, I assume they can get it at bookstores and online at different outlets online.
That's right. Or you can go to my website, which is SabriRitchie.com, and there's a link that'll take you to purchase the book. And it's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the online bookstores, and it's available at most bookstores across the country.
Okay. And I guess you've been sort of on a whirlwind tour with all the places you've been and all the shows you've been on. And what else do you have planned in the future? I know you've got like a book signing in Northern California today. What else is on your agenda?
Well, I've got Fox News in San Francisco, I think Wednesday, and then I'm going to be in on Fox News in Vegas on Friday. And then I don't know what's happening after that other than Chelsea lately on January 31st. So
cool.
These things, right, they call me every day and say, you have to be here in a couple of days. So that's what's on the agenda for right now.
What were you going to say, Crispy?
So she'll have fun on Chelsea Handler. She's a funny woman. She is. She reminds me of me back in 1842 when I sailed the seas of cheese.
Oh, no, what you were saying is when you used to be funny?
Yes, when I used to be funny back in 1842.
I don't know how that'll go. It's going to be fun times, I think. Jenny will be on the show with me that night also. And, I'm going to mix them up some cocktails on how to get them in the mood.
You said that's the 31st?
Yes, that's the 31st, and it'll air that same night.
Okay. And I wanted to mention the name of your book again for those that are listening. And you can go on our website, too, if you read on the information on our website. Sabre's website information about buying the book is right there. All you have to do is click the link. The name of the book is Lobster for Leos, Cookies for Capricorns. And it's a very interesting book, and will tell you what you should be eating and what you shouldn't be eating when it comes to different areas of your life. And I've already got caviar and asparagus and chocolate on my list. So,
yes, I have all the fun stuff she told me that I should have as well. Yes, it'll all be mine.
Well, it looks like we're actually not getting any phone calls. Let me see if we got anybody on the chat room asking any questions. We're having, once again, technical difficulties this morning. It seems like every morning we do this show on Saturday, but there must be some kind of hoax or something on Saturday morning, but we're not getting any there.
It is the joys of modern technology at its finest.
At its finest. Well, we do appreciate you coming on the show and talking about your book, and I wish you much success, and it looks like you're already on the way. And I guess book sales I assume are doing pretty well since you've been making your book tour.
Yeah, I think they're doing okay, and I haven't got any final numbers yet, but yeah, they seem to be excited, and I'm doing another one, so they must think it's doing okay, or they wouldn't. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but I think it's doing good, especially, you know, for this time of year, and also I'm happy about it. It's just been such a good time, and just you guys having me on your show, what more could I ask for on a Saturday morning to be on with Brilliant Ideas? I mean it. Thanks so much for having me. It's just it's been a lot of fun. Sorry about my my frog voice.
Well, that's all right. And the fact that you came on our show, it's like you just boosted our ratings from 5 to 6 at least.
Yes, at least 6, maybe 6.5. But I know I'll be ordering my book after the show for sure, because I have to find out what I need to do to get my libido with food up and running, if you know what I mean. Winky, winky.
Yes, yes, indeed. I do. I'm a Scorpio also, remember.
Oh, my. The Scorpios rule the house of Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Well, I don't know. You guys seem to have a libido problem, so I like being an Aries myself.
The Scorpios got some serious libido problems.
Well, thank you very much again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure, and we wish you much success with your book. And I mentioned the book name again. It's Lobster for Leos, Cookies for Capricorns. And it was great having you here, and thank you once again. And if you happen to come our way again and write your next book, or just want to come on and do a tarot card reading on Crispy, just let us know.
Well, that would be wonderful.
I don't know. I'm afraid to get a tarot card reading because I'm afraid of what it might say. Like, why is the hair on your head migrating to your ears? What's going on? That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, I would be delighted at any time to come back. And thank you, Frank. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure. And I hope you guys both have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
You too.
We appreciate you coming on. Thanks a lot.
All right.
And that was Sabre Ricci coming on the little radio show here, the Bad Boys of the Foodie Airwaves. And what do you think, Crispy?
Wow, that's crazy.
That cool,
like, all that was pretty cool, learning about all the foods that Scorpios and their libido problem need to eat to get things going. I guess I'm going to have to get a couple of pallets of caviar, I guess.
Lots of Hershey bars and some asparagus.
Although, I don't know if any women would want to be kissing me after I eat caviar. I've never had caviar, so I don't know,
I'm not sure a lot of women would want to be kissing you anyway. So.
No, probably not. Get your goatee out of my mouth. I'm tired of finding your goatee hair in my teeth. Get it. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Have you noticed our shows always seem to go towards the sexual connotations? I don't know how that happens, but
they do. It just happens. I don't know. We were pretty good with Tara Tinsley. We didn't get too obnoxious with that one. Everyone else is like, drop your pants, do it now, tell us a recipe while you're naked, please.
Well, what we're going to do on that note, what we're going to do, and you know what, speaking of that, I actually wore pants today because we had such a good special guest on. I figured I should do that this week. But
yes, I wore my special boxers.
What we're going to do, we're going to take a short break here for a few minutes, and we got a surprise. Well, it's not really a surprise if you've been reading Facebook and our ads for the show. We have a new segment that's coming on. I just sound like a 17-year-old boy when I said that.
It's Peter Brady. He's like, hi, how are you doing? Don't forget to check out your page. But, yeah, don't forget the people that are listening. You can follow us or like us on Facebook under Brilliant Ideas Radio. So spread the word like a dirty bird.
Yes, please do like our page because we need all the likes we can get. But we're going to take a short break here for a few minutes. And as I was saying, we have a new segment we're going to be doing once a month with a special guest. So stay tuned, and I think that should be also very entertaining. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes, and stick with us, and we'll see you in a bit.
Nationwide.
We are back here on Brilliant Ideas Radio. This is your host, Brilliant Ideas, and my trusty sidewinder out there in Florida, Crispy. We are back this time. And by the way, before I forget, before we go to our special guest, rumor has it that I can't give all the details yet, but my man, we might be going to the Super Bowl. We might be broadcasting at tailgating little event there at the Super Bowl on the Saturday of the Super Bowl, and then you and I could possibly be at the Super Bowl broadcasting, and we will be, of course, at the tailgating event, be drinking our Dos Equis beer. Plug. and maybe even meet some interesting people.
Yes, like lions and tigers.
And bears, uh-huh.
And bears. Oh, that's me if I take my shirt off.
Yeah,
all right, we didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's in the works. Everybody who's listening out there, stay tuned, because the bad boys of the foodie airwaves may be in Indianapolis. If we can pull this all together, we can dot every I and cross every T. And I've asked for that $1 million check for both of us, but that's been the hold up. So we'll have to see what happens.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to figure out an Indianapolis accent. I don't think there is one. I could do Russian. Yes, we go to Super Bowl. We dominate you, my friend. Ha ha. I don't drink beer, but when I do, it's Dos Equis.
Yes, sir, it's Dos Equis. Well, we've got a special guest, which is joining our show. Like I said earlier, we're going to be doing this special segment every month, and this will be our first show for our new special guest here, and she's even got her own intro. So I'll let you run with the intro here, and before we bring her on.
Okay.
Introducing Sinful Saturdays with Kitty Cat, your queen of sweets.
Oh my.
I love that. I love the intro. It sounds like porn music in the background, but we have our own our own guest here. It's going to be our special. It's Kitty Cat, the queen of, I said queen of desserts, but I guess she's the queen of sweets. And Kitty Cat, are you on here with us with your simple dessert?
You guys rock. I swear, I'm like rolling on the floor over here. Your intro actually made me want to go look for a scratching post. I mean, it was that good.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Calm down, Kitty. Calm down. Get the
water. I want to know about these extra large boxers that I keep hearing about. What's all that about?
Extra large boxers? Who told you that?
He just said it. I just caught it on the air.
That's him wearing. I wear a little thongs. I don't wear the extra boxers.
Are you prepared for our segment? Is that? I have a friend who loves to wear her stretchy pants when we're planning to eat a ton of food, but I guess that's kind of your plan, is bring large boxers. We've got a dessert segment now planned on a regular basis.
Yes.
Got to be ready. Well, today's you don't have to worry too much about.
Well, I tell you, when you say dessert, the first thing that pops in my head is sex, so you've got me hooked already. So.
Yes, I actually had to change my boxers and put on my boxer thongs. Boxer in the front, thong in the back, kind of like the mullet.
Well,
Don't even want to see the visual there. Thank you.
Yes. Sorry, send your therapy bills to me.
I actually just threw up the post if people want to check out the post that we're going to be talking about today, which are actually low-carb desserts. You can still make some killer desserts that are delicious and not have to worry too much about, you know, adding to the girth and having to pull out the extra large boxers like poor Frank has to do today. But still,
is
you know, it's something.
Wait a minute. Is there such a thing? You can actually have low calorie dessert. It tastes good, and you don't have to worry about the girth.
Yes. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? There's all kinds of great research that's being done these days, and I happen to share a little bit of it on the on my article on the blog, which is www.goodfoodgourmet.com. And you know, I was actually thinking, since you know January is one of those months where, you know, when you go to offer somebody a piece of cake or a cookie, everybody's just kind of shooing you away and saying, look me up in April, you know. And I'm
right.
like, April, you guys are going to kill me, put me out of business. So I'm trying to be creative here and trying to encourage people to continue eating. But, you know, it's all about, you know, quality. It's all about deciding on what it is that, you know, you actually want to consume. I mean, we heard recently what happened to Hostess, and you almost kind of have to wonder, you know, why. Well,
is that the ho-ho people?
Yeah, it's definitely the ho-ho people. But, you know, you look on the ingredients, and, oh, my God, they're all chemicals, you know. But when you're looking at whole ingredients, you know, you can't go wrong. And so my article kind of touches a little bit on, you know, what is it that actually makes us fat, so that we don't have to pull out the stretchy pants and the extra large boxers, you know, unless of course it's for another reason altogether. But
yeah. we're being very quiet.
Yes, she's like they passed out.
We have such a good time, and I think that's one of the reasons why we decided to do this, because we had such a blast last time, and I think, you know, there was such a great response from, you know, your listening audience, and,
yes.
You know, we, you know, I mean, desserts always tend to reel people in, don't you think? I mean,
I
food
do,
is
and
always
by the way,
a great...
Before we go on, I have to say the only reason we're doing this is because I kept picturing you in the leather. So that's why.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, that actually is my costume of choice every Halloween. So I'll just kind of leave you with that, you know.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my.
Okay, go back to desserts and sex. Go ahead. Go back to your conversation.
Yeah, but anyway, we, you know, we had such a great time last month when we did this, and you know, a lot of our Facebook friends were really wonderful with their comments, and that kind of prompted us to talk a little bit more. And so we've devised a great program each month for an entire year through the end of this year. And what I'm going to do is go ahead and post a lot of these titles for all of these dates on the Mumsy's Facebook page, actually. And
okay.
That way you can check in and see what it is that you might be interested in, you know, if there is anything that you might be interested in getting some ideas about creating.
That's Mumsy's. Give me the address again, because I screw it up when it comes to tea cakes.
It's the Mumsy's Gourmet Cookies and Tea Cakes.
There
page.
You go.
And that's the Facebook page. So I'm going to have the schedule in the notes section, and you can go and kind of check out, you know, the different topics that we're going to be covering each month. And people can, you know, call in with their questions or maybe some other ideas. I'm going to try to coordinate it with, you know, a blog post and actually spell out a lot of the things that we'll be chatting about, which will be easier than having to have somebody taking notes or trying to say, well, what the hell did she say about this? Or
Now, make sure you clear all the photos through me first. Send me all the photos. And
that's not a problem. You know me. I'm always about the photographs. As you
and
can
in
see
fact,
this morning.
In fact, wait a minute. We got to play the intro again just for that. I think we got to play the intro again. Here we go.
Introducing Sinful Saturdays with Kitty Cat, your queen of sweets.
Okay, I just like the music. Go ahead.
I actually have some better choices on the bedroom music if you want my input on that, but, you know.
Well, we would like your input. Hey, we've got a caller calling in, someone who wants to talk to somebody here, and I assume it's you, and that's I know they don't want to talk to us, so hold on, let's see who we got calling in here.
It's the
Hello,
FBI.
This is Gray and Idea, the FBI, Gray and Ideas Radio, you're on the air, who's calling?
Good morning, hi, Trillian. Hi, my beautiful
I know cat. That voice,
well,
I know
hey.
That voice. It's Lori Bakey, everyone! Yay!
Yay!
I love you, Katarina. I love you, little kitty cat.
You're an absolute doll, and I love you to death. I tell you, you're one of my besties, and
thank
probably
you.
One of the oh Facebook friends that I've known the longest. And
I was going to just say that. I swear, I was just going to say we have probably been the longest friends on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey,
probably one of the first people that
Christy,
I ever met.
I just had a fantasy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lori, this is going to be dangerous.
Go ahead, girls. You guys go ahead and catch up and talk. We'll just listen.
Yeah.
I've been with chefs for 20 years. I think I can handle it. I do have a question for you, Katarina.
Yes.
I was thinking, being that Valentine's Day is just around the corner, what would you consider one of the most perfect desserts for Valentine's Day? Something very romantic.
Asparagus.
And you know what's funny? I'm not a big asparagus person. I'm not. But I love my chocolate and champagne, so woo-hoo, there you go.
Roll it in some bacon and dip it in chocolate, and there you go. I mean,
there you go.
You know, so that's a really hard, it's a tough question. But, you know, I think when it comes to Valentine's and you're talking about spending time with somebody that you love and or somebody that you really care about, I mean, of course you want to do something sexy. And I think one of the sexiest things that you could do is fondue. I mean, you can cut up just about anything.
You scared me.
Feed each other.
Oh, I love it. And then kind of roll around in that. Oh.
There you go. Feed each other. Put it in all the designated places and enjoy and just go to town. I mean, Frank, are you still alive?
Yeah. Fondue requires a lot of dipping, if you know what I mean.
Fondue is you.
I just wanted to make sure you were still standing. That's all.
Well, I just got all these visions popping in my head right now, so it's just unbelievable.
You know, I have to say that I would never. I didn't think of that. I do love chocolate souffle, but fondue is definitely. It's sexy. I love it.
Well, I just think it's a great thing.
Hey, Laurie?
Yes.
It is really fun to do. Fondue. All right, go ahead.
it's just a great thing because, it allows you to get a little bit more intimate. And, what's not good about getting more intimate, and having things that you can both enjoy and feed each other. And like I said, Brilliant. I don't hear you breathing. I'm really worrying about it. So.
Can you breathe deep just
a few more times for me?
I'm just enjoying the conversation. I don't know how we went from low carb dessert and sweets to doing fondue and doing each other on Valentine's.
It's Lori's fault. She's trying to turn this into a really sinful show. I was trying to keep it clean today and trying to, this, like I said, it's January and everybody's trying to be so good and I'm still trying to keep people, in the dessert groove with, all the cookies and everything that I'm putting up on the page and it's not really working. Everybody's trying to be good, but with Lori's question, we just had to go there.
Just had to go there.
Took that one and ran with it. Good job.
Well, thank you. And Crispy, are you still there?
Yes, I had to go get some ice cubes and cool down. Oh, my. I'm sweating like a little girl at an NSYNC concert.
Well, Laurie, did you have any more questions, or is that enough to we got everybody all worked up on the radio? Anything else you want to ask?
No, I think you guys covered it all. Great job, really. I love it.
All right. Well,
I love you, Laurie.
Love you, Katarina.
Take care, sweetie.
Okay, so there you go. We always go that direction. No matter what we try to be serious, and we always go that direction. So if anybody wants to see this, your central desserts, give the information again as to where they need to go.
Our Sinful Saturday program for the next year will be posted on the Mumsy's Gourmet Cookies and Tea Cake page, and I'll put the link up on my personal page. So for those of you that haven't been over there yet to check out any of our products, you can just go right to the page and then just in the margin find the notes section, and I'll put it up there today and check it out and plan to call in with any questions that you might have on you know, some great ideas for your tables. We've got a lot of holidays coming up in the next couple of months, and we, you know, I'm going to plan a really cool dessert around each one. So,
it should be a great addition to the show, and everybody loves desserts. In fact, I think people ought to eat dessert first instead of last because you enjoy it so much. You're always like bloated by the time you get to dessert. So I usually eat my chocolate cake first.
Well, that explains everything.
Chocolate cake, then grilled ribs.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. I actually put chocolate on a steak, and it's actually pretty good. Just pour the chocolate, and it had a Merlot and chocolate sauce on top of the steak. Unbelievable. But
well,
that's for another show.
There's actually a couple of companies that use ground-up cocoa beans in their rubs for their ribs.
Yep.
Interesting.
I can't remember the name of the company off the top of my head, but apparently they were – super popular, so definitely.
Well,
why not?
Maybe,
chocolate
maybe
is good
we get
for
them,
everything.
We'll find out the name and get them to be a sponsor because we're not making any money right now, so we need a sponsor. So whoever that is out there,
you know, that actually might be really good. I mean, February, of course, with Valentine's Day, we're going to be talking all about chocolate. So we'll have some really great ideas on chocolate desserts, and you know, we'll try to sex it up for you a little bit. Why not?
Why not? That's what I say. Well, we do appreciate you coming on in our new segment here, Miss Kitty Cat, and your sinful, sexy desserts, and we look forward to
Sinful Saturdays with Kitty Cat. Yum, yum, yum.
You guys are too much.
We do appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say about on February and how to spice it up for the Lover's Day. And is there anything else you'd like to add before I cut you off and we go play some more?
It's always a pleasure, and I so look forward to hanging out with you guys for a few minutes here once a month, and we'll make it work. Hey, why not?
All right, well, wait a minute. Whoa. We got somebody calling in, and I assume they want to talk to you. So I can't let you go yet because I got to let the listening audience have their peace. So
once again, if it's the CIA, I'm not home.
If this is Great Ideas Radio,
well,
you're calling
great
in
with
live.
One call, but two. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Katarina.
Oh,
hi, who's this?
It's Kathy in Canada.
How are
wonderful.
You,
wonderful.
Oh, you're
and
a sweetheart.
And, you know, every Wednesday I used to do cookies, and I think you should do, like, a cookie night where every Wednesday I used to buy cookies, and I would go to bed early and eat cookies in bed.
Oh. Well, there
and
are
I
things
think
I
should,
choose
you
to
know,
do in bed. I don't know about
here
eating
is
cookies,
like,
but...
Well, the bad thing about eating cookies in bed, you have crummy dreams.
Well,
I don't think so. Not with cat cookies.
Oh, well, that's true. Mine aren't crummy. at all.
No. Well, that's G-R, that's G-R-U-M-B.
They're perfect.
Oh, Kat, thanks so much for calling in. You're a doll.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you.
Love you all. Great
Love you
show.
Too. Thanks, babe.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. It's now the Sinful Dessert Saturday Kitty Cat Show.
Sinful Saturday. We're official, man.
Yeah, we are. Can we be? Hey, can we be on your show?
Yes.
I love it. It's great. I think
all
it's
right,
going
well,
to be
we'll
awesome.
We'll see you in February.
Thanks, dolls.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oops, I cut her off. Well, I'm trigger happy here. So, what do you
That's
think
about
that?
That's the kind of classy show we run around here. Classy.
So, I think we had a good show today. We're actually running out of time here. I can't believe it. We've blown through almost an hour again. We got 4 minutes left, and I got music to play. So, we got to shut her down. I just want to say next week, if you come back, we're supposed to have a guy on the show who's making vodka out of sweet potatoes.
And that should be interesting.
Yes, that should be interesting. And we also are going to have another special segment, a once-a-month segment coming in. It's going to be coming in from our good friend, Tara Tensley. She's going to be doing a club scene segment, and I think her topic next week is going to be about champagne and the new champagnes that are out there in the club scene. So next week should be an interesting boozed-up show. And I guess we're going to shut her down. Huh?
Imagine if we went to a club, being at our awesome age that we are.
Oh,
that would be interesting. Sparkly shirts for everyone. Yay.
Hey, I still got my satin shirts and my polyester pants from the disco days.
Do you? Oh, my.
And, hey, did you have that chain around your neck, too, with the big necklaces? That was the thing. I still got all that. I should break those out if we go to the Super Bowl.
You should. And I'll wear my bandana, and they'll be like, who are these two clowns? playing the theme song from Darth Vader.
The wild and crazy guys.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Well, I think what we'll do is we should probably tie it all up here and say goodbye to the listening audience and appreciate everybody listening to the Grillion Ideas radio show. And it's always been a lot of fun. And come back next Saturday, same time, same place. And I've got the best song ever for us to close out today. It's the ZZ Top song, Tube Snake Boogie. I think that's appropriate for today.
Yes. Yeah. That is very appropriate for today's buffoonery. Yes.
So everybody, come back next week, and we'll be here on the radio waiting to probably stir things up and embarrass a few people. But Aaron, thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, Brilliant Ideas Radio.